now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It is the Cocktail Nation, and coming up this week, James Spencer, our very busy author, a man who keeps churning out books and music like this. No tomorrow. He is stopping by with an interesting book for you. And dear Coop, we are heading to Ohio for a request. Wendell Swank Gig Guide is back on the radio. And of course, all the best lounge and exotica to fill your plate this week as we kick off with Project Memento and You Only Live Twice.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Jackie Gleason and the President's Lady. It's Coop Cooper with you. You can reach me anytime by the website, cocktailnation.net. Links on the website there to our social medias and all the other things going on in the lounge world.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Coop Cooper.
Lounge Lothari of DJ.
2019, and James Spencer is out of the gate very, very fast with a new release for the year. My good friend James Spencer, hello.
Hi, Coop.
You're back with something different, I suppose, in that you've had to consolidate some work that you have done in the past due to some publisher issues. So just unpack what's happened and what's on offer right now.
Yeah, thanks, Coop. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and things happen for a reason. What had happened is, you know, as you know, I'd published quite a bit of books over the last several years, since about 2013, starting with my Julie London book, and then all the Lounge Companions and the Baxter bio and so forth. And what happened is my publisher got bought out by Amazon, and when I went to check in with the new publishing deals, I just felt that royalty rights and things were unfair. And I just go, you know, this is not sitting well with me, and this was something I didn't choose, you know. So I made the difficult decision to just, you know, take the books off the market and find a new publisher. And I go, well, this is, in a way, even though it means a little bit more work for me, this is a good thing, because my first, going back over 10 years ago, my intention was to create a definitive lounge music encyclopedia. And so what I did is I took the books that I've released, the Jewels of Jazz, which was on the jazz vocalist of the 50s and 60s, and my Cocktail Piano Companion on the pianist, and Soundscape, that mostly focused on orchestral easy listening, exotica, and space age, and a book that I didn't publish but I had in the works, that was a book on easy listening in the 1970s. And I just kind of, you know, took all these books and put them into one big, you know, definitive volume. And I'm really proud of this, because this was my intention originally, is to just have one book that people can go to find, you know, to look up, you know, bios on any artist of the lounge scene, to have suggested listening, you know, for that. And then I put all my interviews that I've done over the years, too, from all those books, including the Al Viola interview from my Julie book, all the interviews from the Jewels of Jazz and the Cocktail Piano into this book. So everything's there. So, you know, I think it, and then this way too, for the fans, it's a better value too. So it's like five books in one, basically, you know, for the same pricing. So I'm really happy about it. I'm glad I did this. And now what I'm also doing is going back to my Baxter book, because there's been a lot of new things that have developed since I released the book concerning new facts that I have found out through Capital and things. So I'm kind of going back and working on editing that huge book and adding, you know, creating a second edition.
That's fantastic.
So that's kind of what I've been working on. I'm excited about that. I know a lot of fans have been wanting that. And I think, you know, with the first book too, you know, with the Less, you know, there's just so much information on Less. And I think I kind of overdid it a little bit with the 700-page book. You know, I just tried to get all the facts in. And just kind of going in now and, you know, editing and, you know, adding new facts that I found and so forth. So it's been good.
That's fantastic.
Kind of what I've been working on here. Yeah.
And of course, the Lounge Music Companion is out on paperback via Amazon. And, priced very nicely, considering how many books you get in there. But James, I just wanted to mention too, and certainly encourage you, because the work that you've done over the last, I don't know how many years it's been since we've been talking, a long time, is vital work. It is information that's absolutely got to be there. It's got to be out there in the ether for the lounge music fans to enjoy. You can't understate the value of producers of this kind of work. If you think of a piece of work such as the, you know, the Ultra Lounge series that got so many people into lounge music. These things are so very, very important to have as part of the lounge story. So I certainly want to encourage you and say, look, you know, what you do is so vitally important, and please don't ever forget that.
Oh, I so appreciate that, and I agree. That's why I've done this, you know, and I feel that we need to keep this music alive. And, you know, I'm so delighted now. I've talked to a few universities, too, on the lounge music that want to, you know, to start adding some courses in musicology on mid-century lounge music. And I'm thinking that's great. You know, we need to be teaching this to younger generations that are unfamiliar with this music and keep this music alive. And, you know, even after all these many years, if you really look out there with, you know, like, of course, Capitol Records, as you just mentioned, did the wonderful Ultra Lounge series. There's a few other ones out there, and there's a few books besides mine, but there's not that many. You know, I when I was doing my research, I was amazed that maybe, I think it was like 4 or 5 books out there. You know, it was the Joseph Lanza Elevator Music book, and, you know, there's Widening the Horizon on Exotica by... you know, edited by Philip Hayward, just like maybe like 2 or 3 books. So it's very vital that we, you know, that we all work together to keep putting out this information on lounge music. And then, you know, also all the wonderful artists out there that are recording in, you know, in an Exotica style, and then, you know, keeping the musical genres alive too. That's very important.
Absolutely. James, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you once again. The Lounge Music Companion by James Spencer. It is out right now by Amazon. So go grab a copy today. Here's James Spencer and Midnight Melancholy on the Cocteau Nation. Thank you.
CocktailNation.net.
Thank you.
chaîne d'audio tout de Cocktail Nation et gmail.com.
Alan Jackson, good times. I want to shout out to Stacey, Sean, Andy, Billy, Troy,
Fred, Charlie, yeah.
Cocktail Nation.
Cast away, an island lost at sea. Another lonely day, no one here but me. More loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. Message in a bottle. Message in a bottle, yeah. Since I wrote my note, but I should have known this right from the start. Only hope gonna keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. Message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. Message in a bottle, baby. Message in a bottle, yeah. Message in a bottle. Message in a bottle, baby. Message in a bottle, yeah. Sending out an SOS.
Cocktail Nation with Nutty and Manteca in a Bottle, also played Jeff Denson and A Thought That Lingers. It's Coop Cooper with you.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
A request from Mandy from Ohio this week, who says, Coop, I listen to your show each and every week. In the winter months, I love to sit by my fire and enjoy the Cocktail Nation with a glass of red. Well, thank you very much, Mandy. Thanks for your message. You can reach me anytime via the website cocktailnation.net. Links there to the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and of course the social media pages as well. And Mandy would like the song Cool from Leah Delaria. Thanks, Mandy. Here it is for you, the Cocktail Nation.
Die in bed, boy. does it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real cool. Real cool. Play it cool, boy.
Yes, I know, a simple door lock would be a lot easier to get into the penthouse, but hey, I got some nice records up there.
Hello.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fun faction de Cocktail Nation.
Perpetuating lie. How do you sleep at night?
Bed made of money. I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man, why'd you have to say that?
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
What's it gonna be? Got me hanging fire with so much desire to burn. Do I lose or win, or do I begin to bore you? Should I continue to love or just ignore you? What a crazy world meets girl. Got me on a limb. Do I sink or swim tonight? Have a heart and please confide before I'm fit to be tied. Love or misery, tell me what's it gonna be?
Cocktail Nation with Mancini, What's It Gonna Be? Also played Pepper Adams and Blues, Booze and Blues. It's a bit of a hard one to say. Let's take a look at the World of Swing gig guide now for Pastime Album Clocks.com. Got a stack of events for you to head out to see for this year. For example, you might like to check out Tiki Oasis. We've got links to the Huki Lau Festival as well. And our regulars like Ricky Derrick playing in Dallas, Texas. Also, you can see the Sharps on a Thursday night playing at the Golden Tiki. These gigs are updated regularly, so check it out today on the website cocktailnation.net. Back into the music right now, Lounge Crew and Shadow of Your Smile.
Central Sydney.
We are just so thankful for this station because I just love it.
The Cocktail Nation.
You know, we have songs we like. We know it's good.
Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
the circumstances beyond anyone's control. We now switch you to our midday movie.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your jet set lifestyle.
Here she comes. Hold your breath. Here she comes. And I'm half scared to death. Feel her smile. See her face, how they brighten the loneliest place. It's so clear why I feel like I do. Heaven knows, she must know. Where she goes, I must go, make her glow, make her care, make her glad just to know I am there. I'm in love. Make her wise. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Close your eyes.
Cocktail Nation with Bobby Troup. Hold your breath. I don't know whether you know this, but the Cocktail Nation is now live on Amazon Alexa. Alexa users can simply say, Alexa, start Cocktail Nation podcasts, and it should play for you. I don't have Alexa. I've got all Apple products myself, but I assume it works. If it doesn't, let me know, and we'll see if we can try and fix that up. Do check out Lounge Life magazine. It is your free flipboard magazine. Retro stories updated regularly. Basically, as I read them, I update them to this marvelous magazine. It's just fantastic. I just love the way it reads like a magazine, and there's stories that I've found that I just simply link there for you to check out. Creates a nice little retro magazine. So check it out. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Next week, got some Twilight shows, our repeat shows for a few weeks. I'm heading off to Europe, actually. I'm going to be heading off to Rome and Monte Carlo, into Nice and Venice, doing a bit of a trip, some work, some play. Going to be visiting a couple of radio stations that are keen to take on the Cocktail Nation in Europe, and I'll do a little bit of DJing while I'm there as well. So, definitely be back in a few weeks' time, but don't worry, plenty of great shows to keep you going through the weeks. I'm going to leave you with Al Hurt and Music to Watch Girls by Stan.